Breakfast with Spanky, 7:30 to 9:30 on RDU 98.5 FM.
And great pleasure to welcome Gary Moore, the
ex-mayor.
Used to be the mayor, now you're just the godfather, aren't you?
That's right, I'm the extinguished mayor.
The extinguished mayor. Now, two things I want to talk to you about, Gary, today. These will both surprise you, I'm sure. First one, you probably heard the last couple of days in the news, this talk of whether Bob Parker actually did more damage than help during the earthquake with the way that he handled media. And it's very hard to anticipate what it's like being a mayor, and fortunately you were one once. So do you think that he was out of line at all in the way that he engaged in the earthquake hype?
I think he revelled in it. I think that that's Bob's forte, actually. He's a media man, and that was an incredible media opportunity, and I think he did it well. And I think he, I think that he was sort of made for that, really. But the role of the mayor in a situation like this is to actually be a part of a team, and that you're often the front person, and the media will need a front person to go to, and maybe there was a bit too much emphasis on Bob, and I suspect that. I spoke with some of the civil defence people, and they were pretty frustrated that there was not enough emphasis on the team, because there was a huge team of people supporting our city, you know, functioning and getting functioning again. And I suspect that initial report showed the frustration that was coming out, that in fact it is important at a time like that to always emphasise the fact that there is a massive team, and I'm not sure that happened.
Now, one of the changes, I'd be interested to actually reflect on whether there is much difference between when you were mayor and when Bob is media has become a very different machine now, eh? They look for those characters. They as much put Bob on that throne as he put himself there, didn't
they? That's right. And one of the things... No, I think the media's always been like that. The Christchurch City Council now has a machine for media. I didn't ever require that. I felt that it was unnecessary. The Christchurch City Council has now got more journalists than the Christchurch Press. And it therefore drives the media in its own interest regularly, and I think that that's always a difficulty with a bureaucracy. I always felt awkward. I was often an awkward mayor, because in fact a bureaucracy will always defend itself, and one of the roles of the elected representatives is to make sure that that defence isn't self-serving. And I'd be slightly wary of the size of that media bureaucracy now. There's some very competent and very good people there, but the elected representatives have a role to make sure that the institution remains honest. I mean,
so you mean these are people that are working in PR?
Correct. That's effectively what they are.
And when you say that there's more journalists than the press have, is that a hyperbole?
No, it's not. It's true. And that area has grown greatly, and I think that you've got to be very careful about that, and that's something I was always careful about. And I mean, you'll regularly get mauled by the media, but also what's happened is I think we've had a watering down of the media in the world, really, and the PR machine that's actually developed in all areas, it's not just the council, the PR machine that's developed has, it feeds the machine of the media.
Yeah.
And the lazy portions of the machine of the media will just use the PR hype. And I always maintain a board member or a member of, you know, an elected representative, whatever, they have to be the burr under the saddle to make sure that the institution remains honest and is being true to itself. Now, that doesn't matter whether it's the Christchurch City Council or the Anglican Church or the local butcher's shop. You've always got to make sure that those who are in the governance position don't just get into self-promotion, but get into, yes, that's a good point this person has raised, we will investigate it and we will report back. Yeah. And I think that's very important.
Now Gary, this is the second thing I want to talk to you about just quickly. As I heard through a herd through a herd through a, that you either do or have lived in a more communal setting, in a community that exists in Edgware that's been going for 30 years or so. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
We lived in a Creekside community.
Right.
It was a sort of middle-class urban community. We all owned our own homes. Our children were brought up in the community lifestyle. We were there for 10 years. We pulled out of the community after 10 years and we stayed in their house, which was an interesting exercise where there were more of them than there were of us, and the whole Lord of the Flies situation was quite an interesting one, actually. But we are very good friends.
I'm not interfering, trying to get to the bottom of a dirty story here. Don't worry.
Did you
pull out just because after 10 years and your kids have gotten a bit older, it was time just to be allowed to read books in your own lounge for a while?
No, not at all. I'm a natural community dweller, actually, and I'm a groupie to the end of my fingertips. I finally got fed up with consensus, which is something that I think is often the worst behaved person getting their way and everybody else giving up. And I just sort of, we've moved on, really. Good people, we really like them, we're still friends with them. We're actually extremely good friends with the community now, and our place backs onto to theirs. Our trampoline is still the community trampoline. We eat and talk and drink and carry on with each other just as we did before.
You know, we've talked a bit about what it would mean to rejuvenate the inner city, and my goodness, it's a ghost town. Right now, this idea of whether we need better apartments, better urban planning, and sometimes when we think about these communities, we feel pretty uncomfortable. We roll our eyes. There probably isn't wife swapping going on, but who knows what happens.
Well, there wasn't in our lot.
Well, that's to your knowledge, consensus and all that. What do you think about, do you think these are live options as far as new ways we could order ourselves? There must be a lot of benefits of living in community like that.
Absolutely. I think that, for instance, one of the things we need to look at in the central city is things like terraced housing, where people's backyards back into each other. We have a sense of community. I think my generation will not be wanting to go into old people's homes, and I think that we will then get into a situation where we share a nurse, or we make sure that somebody cleans our houses, or somebody comes along and makes sure we're taking our pills and ointment, and we share gardens in the backyards and all that sort of thing. And I think there will be much more of that. And that's why we had a debate at Goodbye Blue Monday on Tuesday night on Urban Forum. We had Jimmy Lundy from Auckland down. And it was fascinating to hear, you know, there were 40 people there talking about Central City. There is a great interest in it, and I think that his line is that we need to recreate new suburbs in the middle of the city.
Right.
And I think that's where our debate should take place. And I think that it was quite interesting that the people were saying to the council, look, we want to participate in this exercise. So the three councillors there, Claudia Reid, Tim Carter and Chrissy Williams, which was great. And it was nice to see that they weren't being defensive, they were actually listening and participating. And most of the people there I didn't know. So they'd come via various networks. And that's what I maintain we should. I mean, you've attended some of the theology on tap debates. And I just like a place where we have debates and we don't take rigid positions and we discuss things like what you're discussing right here with me in a sensible and mature way, and then say to the city, right, this is what we want, change things so it can happen.
Hey, Gary, we've got to go, but nice talking. Thanks for your time. We'll catch up with you later on, bro.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That's Gary Moore, the bro.
This has been a Breakfast with Spanky podcast, thanks to RDU 98.5 FM. To find out more, go to rdu.org.nz.